Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Carla Akers, and she heads up the Care for Yourself program under the auspices of the Public Health Program in Cass County. So Carla, the April 4th, that week, is Public Health Week, so we should thought we should kind of talk a little bit about the wide variety of programs, and each one of them is fairly unique. And so what's your program? Who's your program aimed at? I don't know if that's the place to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's aimed at women age 40 to 64, and we can serve younger women if they find that they have a breast issue.
Okay, so the mission or main purpose of Care for Yourself is?
To provide precancer screenings for women that they need to do yearly, and hopefully we can help keep women healthy, heart healthy as well, too.
Sometimes, and you know this, Carla, because I know you've been in this position, women have a tendency to put everybody else first, and then, oh, by the way, maybe I should be taking care of myself.
Boy, that is true, too. I think because women are nurturers and caregivers, that they let that date go by, and they'll say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, and they don't get their mammogram scheduled, or they don't get to the doctor and have, especially those years when we're not reproducing, we tend to think we can put that off. We don't need a pap smear anymore. We don't need a clinical breast exam anymore.
Yeah, and it's just easy just to, oh, it's okay, and I have no problems. So are there certain criteria for the women who are served by this program?
There is. The age is one of them, and then income, which it's very, very generous. I haven't really turned anybody away because of income. And then without insurance or underinsured, and that would mean that they have a high deductible or a high copay, or some of the new insurances from the Iowa Wellness will pay for a mammogram screening, but they will not pay for a diagnostic screening. And so we can help a wide range. I would just say, whenever in doubt, contact me. And I also do navigation, which means that I can help women figure out what possibly they're going to get covered, and we can enroll them in the program, and then what their insurance wouldn't cover, we could pick that up in the realm of their screenings as far as a doctor visit with a clinical breast exam, a pelvic, and a pap. We also pay attention to their blood pressure, so we get two blood pressure measurements, and then their mammogram, or if they're a younger woman, most often they'll start with an ultrasound.
Okay. So I want to go back. Insurance is, you know, there have been so many changes in insurance. So I think people really do need to kind of check out what their insurance is. And this program would kind of motivate you to do that. But tell me about the two kinds of breast exam. You said that it will pay for one and not the other.
Well, I think you're alluding to a mammogram.
Right.
And then a diagnostic.
Right.
Original screening mammogram is just getting the basic format down pat, and then they call you back because they've found something, or they see some shadowing, or there's some calcification, and so they might want to take a little closer look at that. They also might want to keep an eye on something that they see there, so that they'll want to do a 3-month follow-up possibly, or a 6-month follow-up, and our program will also pay for that.
Okay, that's good to know, because I don't know that I've ever had that explained to me personally, so that's good to know for all of us. And what you said, this program starts with women at 40, and is that now the age when they're really saying you should get a mammogram? I know there's a lot of controversy.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is a little controversy, because you figure you have Coleman, who does recommendations. You have the American Cancer Society, and then the Centers for Disease and Control. We follow the Centers for Disease and Control, and they feel at this point, age 40 and yearly, is really very highly recommended. Also, a clinical breast exam, which is a palpitation, and then self-exams, where you examine yourself with palpitations of the breast, just to be keeping an eye on and being very aware of what you look like, what's there. Sometimes there's dimpling or rashes, and it's a good idea to look in the mirror at yourself, because even those can be changes, and it's some women just don't think to do that, to take that time.
Not only do we not think to do it, we're going, I don't think I want to do that.
Well, if you're married, maybe your husband would want to do that for you, because that's a lot of times husbands or, you know, significant others do find things that the woman wasn't aware of.
Okay, very interesting. Now, let's go back. You said a pap test is one thing that, let's talk a little more about how often and the kind of things that people should do there.
Oh, you really want to get technical here, don't you? Okay. Yeah. In your reproductive years, or, you know, when you're younger, yearly pap really is required mainly for birth control and disease control. As you age, and I can't tell you the magical age of that, it's really at the recommendation of your physician, but the CDC recommends every 3 years having a pap done.
Okay. So I guess, bottom line, it hopefully most women are seeing their own physician on some kind of regular basis, and maybe that's where those recommendations start. But you're smiling because I know that doesn't happen either.
No, if you're uninsured, you're not going to probably follow through with that. And that's what's so important about the Iowa Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, which I call the Care for Yourself Program. Why it's so important, we really keep an eye on the ladies. I call them, send them out re-enrollment packets and reminders, because we really feel like it's important for them to have a friend or somebody that they can depend upon and trust, that they can ask questions and remind them that they are important and they need to do this for themselves yearly.
I'm thinking you become a real friend, Carla. Maybe you only see people once a year or contact them once a year, but you become a real friend and supporter. How many counties does this cover? Are you just Cass County?
Actually, this program's in 99 counties of the state of Iowa, and it's also in other states. But I, myself, have 10 counties that I'm over. I actually work 7 of them because I have subcontractors in the other 3. So I have a pretty wide territory, and I don't always get to meet our clients, but I do talk to them quite often on the phone, and I have occasionally met a few of them, which is kind of fun. We also are fortunate in this area, because this isn't something that's in all the counties of the state, is the Wise Woman Program, which provides a fasting lipid glucose panel, or an A1C if you've been diagnosed with diabetes. And this, we keep an eye on your cholesterol and your numbers for you and teach you how to be aware of what those mean and what you can do as far as your lifestyle to make some alterations, to change those numbers, and to protect your heart. And lots of questions go with that, too. That's totally kind of a different subject, but heart attacks is the number one killer of women.
So. And I think that has been in the news more recently. It used to be, well, it was just men who had those kinds of problems. So basically, Carla, you're saying, woman, take care of yourself. Now, you mentioned that you work in 10 counties, but it's available everywhere. In every county, would that be under the public health services, or might it be different places to contact?
It probably is different places, but there is a Care for Yourself website that you can go to, which is IDPH, which stands for the Iowa Department of Public Health. And so if you don't remember anything else, remember that and Google that, and you should, and then put in Iowa breast and cervical or early cancer detection, and you should be able to find that.
Okay, that's good to know that it's out there, because you know, maybe somebody here has a daughter or a grandmother, whatever, you know, have relatives wherever. And, you know, now I don't know if you know this or not. Is it beyond the state of Iowa?
Yes, it is. This is a federal program. It's federally funded. And the other thing is, too, which is interesting, you're talking about somebody in another location. I have served women from Missouri and Nebraska. Say they're temporarily living here or visiting family members for maybe an extended amount of time, and they will be getting their services in this area, then they can enroll in the program, too. They do not need to be a resident, and they do not need to be an American citizen. I've served women from Mexico and China and Asia, and it's been kind of interesting. They've just been over here on a visa, and they've needed some services, so we've been able to take care of them.
Okay, Carla, very interesting. You get really excited, and I think people can tell that you really feel this is an important program, and obviously it is. So again, we want to thank you, Carla Akers, for visiting with us about this Care for Yourself program. And until next time, here is a thought. The willingness to show up changes us. It makes us a little braver each time.